Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Turn to me.
The Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 28th of March, the year 2017. My goodness, where has the year gone, ladies and gentlemen? It has gone by very quickly. This week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. Folks, you can check out this wonderful local nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can also dial their office line Monday through Friday, 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088, Monday through Friday. And you can also visit their office, which is located 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. Now, for those of you who are not aware, the Mason Civic League was indeed established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman, the distinguished Beth Mason, and her husband, Richard. And the Mason Civic League has dedicated itself to assisting community members and groups in need. They've sponsored programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education, and activities for residents of all ages. Now, again, folks, you can check out their website, again, www.masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, and also make sure that you check them out and follow them on Instagram and Twitter. A great local nonprofit. Make sure you definitely check them out and participate if you can. Either donate online on their website or volunteer. They're a great local nonprofit. I also want to acknowledge folks here on the program, CromCakes.com, a great local media site. You can check out www.CromCakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Now, it's full of entertaining blogs, and in the meantime, it's also connecting media with humanity while sprinkling some comedy along the way. It's hosted by my dear friend, Miss Ashley Cromtakes, and one of my lovely co-hosts for Fernando Uribe Saving Babies coming up next month, to benefit the March of Dimes. I'll tell you more about it later in the program, folks. Again, Cromtakes.com. I also want to acknowledge on the program Rough Rehab, a great local no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. They're located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Don't forget, you can dial their number daily, 862-200-1447. It's open to the public from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Looking to adopt that wonderful cat or dog. Rough Rehab, again, is the shelter for you. www.roughrehab.org. It's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. I also want to acknowledge on the program, folks, here, Facepalm Gaming. You can check them out and follow them on Twitter, at gaming_palm. You can also follow them on Instagram, at facepalmgaming311. Also, check out their online channel, www.twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. They're outstanding by streaming content that ranges from RPGs, which are role-playing games, to FPS, which are first-person shooters. It's a phenomenal online community, folks, for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain us all on a daily basis. Again, I want to thank Facepalm Gaming, CromKicks.com, Rough Rehab, and, of course, our wonderful sponsor here, the Mason Civic League, for bringing you Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Again, folks, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in from wherever and however you're listening in here throughout the continental United States. And for all my fans down in Raleigh, North Carolina, down to Miami, all the way out to Dallas, the home of my Cowboys, and all the way also out to some friends out in Denver, Colorado, Vegas as well, and some friends all the way out west in Bakersfield, California, all the way out in the Golden State. I thank you all again for all being fans of Dating Today. Folks, the toll-free number to call in tonight again, 646-649-1926. Once again, the toll-free hotline tonight brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can call in toll-free, 646-649-1926. Again, toll-free number brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can also write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me also on Twitter at TheGloriousFUJ. And don't forget to follow me also on Instagram at your_favorite_Fernando. Great, great program here today, ladies and gentlemen. And all I can say to you is that it's I'm glad you did tune in. Again, March is almost over, folks. Can't believe how quickly 2017 is indeed going by. April's right around the corner this Saturday. So looking forward to some warmer weather here in the New Jersey, New York tri-state area. I can't say enough really about how, warmer weather is definitely needed, folks. Trust me, we are, we're sick of winter here, to say the least, let me tell you. And, I hope everyone's been doing well during this very tumultuous winter we've had here. And again, I'm glad that even on a rainy night like tonight's New Jersey area, I appreciate tuning into Dating Today here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I wanted to sort of cover an interesting topic that came to my attention. I have some this past weekend for my buddy Anthony's birthday. Again, shout out to Anthony. Celebrating a great Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what happened. There are some connectivity problems here on Blog Talk Radio. I've been actually getting on them via email. So, again, I apologize if you missed the last few seconds of the show. Again, I apologize. Again, the toll-free number to call in tonight, again, 646-649-1926, brought to you by toll-free, the Mason Civic League. Again, folks, I hope you had a wonderful weekend again. And a topic that I was talking about with some buddies who I was able to hang out with for my buddy Anthony's birthday in Atlantic City. Quite a crazy weekend, at least for the Wolfpack. But we were talking about what we do as guys to impress women, and what we do overall, I think, to get their attention. And it's sort of an interesting dynamic, because I think that more often than not, as guys, I think it's sort of embedded in us to sort of always be trying to impress women. And, sort of looking at the psychology of first impressions, I think that's probably a behavior that's not too uncommon with most men. And listen, in my dating life, I mean, I've definitely gone above and beyond when trying to impress someone that I'm interested in, you know. Now, listen, I'm not a sloppy person, but if I know a woman's coming over, let me just say that I make sure that she'd be able to see her reflection on most of the surfaces in my apartment. Let's just say that. Or, I like to think of myself as someone who's somewhat suave in the fashion department when I need to be. So if I have a date, I'm going to make sure that my outfit's, crisp, clean. I wouldn't say about newly purchased, but I mean, I definitely clean up well. And that's one of the things as a guy that we take a lot of pride in when it comes to meeting women. And when you're out there in the dating scene, I think it's important to always remember that. I think it's important to be, that type of guy that is going to make an effort. Again, as men, we're always prone to try to impress. We're always prone to sort of, show off our masculinity. And it's not uncommon. For guys listening tonight, I don't think it's something that, I'm not sharing trigonometry with you tonight. I'm not sharing something that I think is out of this world, But listen, whoever I'm crushing on isn't necessarily asking for these things to be done, but, I think as men, sometimes we sort of have this innate desire to try and leave a positive and lasting, impression on women. And, it's funny that I think as a guy, what we try to do is, it's not uncommon to try to impress a love interest. It just isn't. And it's interesting because as I was pre-gaming with my buddies in AC over the weekend, and listen, when you're out with guys and you're talking, you'd be amazed about what comes up in conversation. And that's something that, what's kind of interesting is some of the things we'll say, you know, amongst ourselves. And maybe sometimes we don't always put it in writing. We don't put it out there in social media. We don't, you know, try to write blogs about it. But rest assured, very much like the way ladies do when they're out for a girls' night, sometimes the conversations can be very interesting about what we're willing to admit. And, you know, again, as a guy, some of the things that, you know, we try to do, I think, to impress women isn't too uncommon. You know, do we try to make sure that we go for quality manscaping below the belt? Absolutely. You know, I make it a point to always be a guy that is very clean shaven. I'm not saying I'm trying to look like I'm 10 years old before I experienced puberty, but I like to make sure I'm always clean. I think that goes a long way as a guy. As a man, you know, when you know you're going to be intimate with a woman, or the chances are that you might be intimate with a woman early on, it might be in your best interest to not look like an actor from a porn movie in 1974. Nothing wrong with them. I mean, God bless them, you know, that was their line of work. But clearly, you don't want, you know, to have a bushel down there which is thicker than the grassy knoll in Dallas where, you know, one of the gunmen, assassinated President Kennedy back in 1963. But, you know, again, I think that being well-groomed is something that many men will go out of their way to do for a woman. I know that I think in my lifetime, I think many guys try to be a wordsmith by writing some, you know, as they call it, heartfelt rhymes, you know, or trying to write a poem. I know that in my lifetime, I think I've done that, maybe not too often. I sort of consider myself someone who's very verbal and articulate, and I like to verbalize my feelings often, I think, during the courting process, which, again, I don't think is too uncommon. I think it's something that, is, you know, alluring, I think, for a lot of women. It works to have, you know, that information out there. I think it shows a side of you that can display romanticism. I think it's a side that shows that you can be sensitive and warm. And a lot of women do want that. Again, a lot of women want the masculine guy, you know, the masculine and making sure that, you know, he's demonstrating that he's the man in the relationship. And listen, for a lot of women, that's important. I think that masculinity, I think, has been lost in a lot of respects in our dating scene. And it's great to see men try to regroup that, recover that, and apply it to their own repertoire. You know, it's interesting, again, just talking with them and then sort of just writing some notes down today on my index cards. I remember that, you know, as a guy, many of us try to sort of get a few steps ahead of the game. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I think a lot of guys go for the long game. A lot of guys make it a point to learn some of the woman's interest, and to some extent, maybe show it on social media, maybe show it in person, talk about it. And listen, for some guys, it may not get them anywhere after a while. Maybe, maybe not. But eventually, when the guy decides to ask the woman out, she's going to have this in the back of her head, you know. And this is just so the guy can get a chance on the first date, you know. Let's be honest with you. Is it a tactic that I would advise? Absolutely. I think it's important to get to know a woman's interest. I think it's important to have an idea of what they like, maybe the type of music they like, maybe the type of food or activities. And, you know, it's interesting. I remember, like, I was thinking back to my last couple of relationships I've had with very, very different women, you know, very different age groups and very different dynamics and personalities. And I remember that, you know, one of the things that stood out for me is, you know, being someone who's knowledgeable. Now, I don't want to tell you tonight that I'm someone who has some sort of encyclopedic type of memory, but, I pride myself on being knowledgeable and retaining information, whether it's music, television, movies. I like to think that I have a really good retention capabilities, and that normally, more times than not, I think that helps a woman. You know, when you're either trying to pick a film or you're out in a car and you hear music, you know, trying to bestow that knowledge, I think, is always helpful. I think it puts you in a very positive light. But at the same token, you know, knowing some of her interests. And I remember having an idea of what she likes to do in her spare time, or what she likes to do for fun. I remember my last couple of exes, I know that, you know, after, let's say, a long week of work, they enjoyed, relaxing on a Friday. you know, sure, maybe, you know, Saturday will be date night and we'll go out and do something different. But normally after a long week, I would hear, say, let's see, you know, what in the mood for Fernando? And I knew that because she was tired. And again, more times than not, because of a rough schedule, I would always hear, well, you know, we'll go out if you want to, unless it's extremely necessary. But otherwise, you know, I'd like to stay in, or I'd like to, you know, maybe just cuddle with you, watch TV, watch Netflix or something. And it was interesting because I remember that when we were doing that, they never minded. I think if I ever made it a point to, you know, be someone that had to, you know, plan something on a weekend, you know, I always made sure that I was in charge of that. I always made sure that I made it a point to be proactive like that, you know. But if she likes staying in on a Friday because of a long work week, I'd make sure to do that. I'd make sure to buy the right wine. I'd make sure to try to do different things. I remember her last couple of exes. I mean, they were big beach people. They really liked going to the beach. I remember each of them respectively liked going to the beach. And I guess as I've gotten older, I've lost this sort of appeal for the beach, I guess, in a sense. When I've had to go to the beach, I think it's been more so about trying to make them happy, which, again, as a guy, I think you tend to do anyway in a lot of respects. And I think that, you know, one of the things that, you know, I feel are, you know, important, I think that it's helpful as a guy because you're able to, you know, demonstrate to women that you're genuinely interested about, you know, I think that it tells them that you are paying attention. And sort of going back to sort of relying on knowledge, I think that, believe it or not, sometimes, you know, I relying on my knowledge of random stuff and my sense of humor, that goes a long way. I think that guys, especially for me, you know, that goes a long way in impressing a woman. For me, I get, from my experience, you know, I'll dress like I'm not trying too hard. But, you know, I probably will go the extra mile for a date. I wear a button down. I would wear a clean button down. I'm not sure about jeans, maybe dress pants. If I have a beard like I do now, you know, I would trim it, make sure I look presentable. I make sure I don't look like, you know, Braun Strowman from WWE, God forbid, or The Big Show, who looks like they have like a mountain of hair on their face and no hair on their head, which I mean, I can relate to some extent, you know. Or if, you know, if I have to get a haircut. I mean, first of all, I give myself haircuts because I have all the equipment at home and I have all the barber's tools, so it's fine. But like I said, you know, these are things that we men do. These are things that we men like to do. You know, it's, you know, it's not something that is unusual, you know. It's not something that, as a guy, we don't try our best to sort of, you know, impress a woman because it's important for us. You know, that first impression stands out. You know, sometimes guys, you know, think that a woman's going to swoon over, you know, let's say if a guy has luscious looks, you know, maybe a guy has a really good hairstyle. Maybe they like slightly longer hair, you know, maybe they rock the buzz cut. Who knows? But I think it's important. It's not something, I don't think it's something that's unusual. I know that when I was talking about this weekend with my buddies, we sat there and we said to ourselves, well, you know, like, to what extent will we go to impress a woman in terms of our, you know, our demeanor, you know? And, you know, what's funny is that it's not too uncommon with guys. It just isn't. I know as I was sitting there, we were pre-gaming and we were talking. I think more times than not, guys, like, each of us know what our strong suits are. I'll say, for example, in my collective group of buddies, we're all a bunch of good guys. I think that there are better looking guys in the group than others. I don't want to sort of come out and say who's who. What I will say is I'd like to think I'm one of the better looking men in our group, in our wolf pack. I've been told this consistently throughout the years, which is fine, you know, sort of an ego boost, which is we all have something to offer. And I think as guys, it's important for us to sort of sit down and assess, well, you know, it's important for us to impress a woman when we first go out with them, or we're getting to know them during the courting period, you know. And it's, you know, it's not unheard of to be a little methodical, to, you know, plan this out and think accurately what works for us. You know, for example, in my group of buddies, in my wolf pack, I think that what I've tried to do is, you know, be a guy that, you know, again, from collective dating experience, and we were talking about this over the weekend, you know, it was kind of funny where my buddies were like, well, you know, the beard makes you look older, Fernando, and all that, but you know what? You know how to rock it. You have a certain look to you. You know, you have a sort of, you know, short hairstyle. You comb it in a very sort of, pretty conservative way, you know, and you make sure that your beard's trimmed. You make sure you're not, like, super extra fuzzy, that you look, like, you know, messy, that it looks neat, that you groom everything, you know, on your face, make sure it's nice and, you know, clean cut. Hey, you're rocking a nice black fitted, you know, button down from Express. You're rocking the nice fitted pants from Express, also for Express for men. And you're wearing a nice pair of shoes. And you know what? You're not off. You're not overly flashy. You don't wear a bright watch. You don't wear jewelry. You're wearing chains. You're just you, man. And it works for you. You know? And then, of course, I think when you're able to have the gift of gab, that helps as well. There are some guys, for example, that just strictly rely on their looks. And that alone is going to make a woman swoon. And listen, I understand that happens. I understand within our collective group that sometimes all they've ever needed is just their looks. Sometimes the gift of gab isn't necessary. It's a nice tool to have, but it's not necessary. And I remember as we were sitting there, they were like, well, you know, Fernando, not everybody can rock a beard. You know, not everybody can rock a beard and make it look distinguished or make it look, like, interesting. You look interesting. Like, you have this sort of face, this intense face when you have a beard. You don't smile when you have a beard. You look more serious. And that's, you know what? And that gives sort of an aura of mystery. You know, you look mysterious. You look intriguing. And, you know, my buddies said that's going to impress a woman. To say nothing of the fact that when you open your mouth, you know, you're a smart, intelligent, articulate man. That's going to help you. In our group, you know, guys know how to dress. They're witty. They're funny. And what we try to do is, be a guy that is that knows what he brings to the table. You know, and be a guy that is what's the best way I can say it? You know, be the best type of guy you can be when going out there to impress a woman. You know, work within your strengths. If you're not a great looking guy, you know, make sure you have a good personality. Make sure you're talkative. Make sure that you're witty. Make sure, you know what, that you have a good sense of humor, that you're that you're funny, that you can make her laugh. You know, I can say one of these things, you know, I love my parents. My parents, as a matter of fact, will be celebrating their 44th wedding anniversary on May the 4th, coming up in a couple months here in 2017. And one of the things that has always impressed me about my parents, and looking back to pictures of them when they were dating and all that, it's funny because, you know, I love my dad to death, but my dad is not the best looking man in the world. I mean, he was handsome when he was in his 20s, but I mean, I think by the time he met my mom or started losing more hair, and I can empathize with that. I think my hair started thinning at a certain time, you know, and be that, you know, sort of, you know, witty guy. But I mean, you know, fortunately for me, it's sort of like a point of humor and contention in my family. You know, I'm thankful I inherited my mom's side of the family in terms of the looks, you know, the Gonzalez as opposed to the Uribe's. I think that made a big difference for me. And when I grew up, you know, I looked very indigenous, which is kind of funny. And then sort of outgrew those features and inherited more of like my Spanish European features and my Caribbean features from my mother. But the point is that, you know, my dad's very witty and my dad's charming. And what my dad theoretically would lack in looks made up for it by just being very suave, by being very charming, by being just, hey, you know, he knew how to be flirty. He knew how to just win a woman over with the gift of gab and his dialogue. And that's something I've always respected my dad for, because if you've ever seen a picture of my mom's gorgeous. And the fact that my dad was able to land my mom, you know, and, you know, hook up with her. I mean, geez, I can't believe I said that. But then, you know, get married. I mean, there was a profound age difference there. I think my dad's about My dad's a few years older than my mother. My dad's actually, I believe, 8 years older than my mother. So, you know, robbing the credit a little bit. But the point is that, you know, he knew what worked for him. He knew that maybe, you know, and he's significantly shorter than my mother. My mom's 5'9" like myself. My dad's about 5'2", maybe 5'2.5". So that discrepancy in itself, you know, you have to sort of know what works and what's going to get attention. And I know that my dad back in the day was quite the charmer. I know he was. My aunts, you know, his sisters tell me all the time, you know, Fernando Sr. was that charmer in town, man. He knew how to win a woman over. And I've always respected that about my dad. I mean, my dad knew what to work with. You know, he knew what he brought to the table. He knew in what areas he was deficient in, and it didn't matter to him. He went out there and did the most with what he had, and that worked. And it sort of, you know, brings me to a more modern day example. I know, let's say within my collective group of buddies, I have a buddy of mine who is significantly taller than me. He has a much wider build. You know, he's a Marine, good looking man, you know, very talkative, very charming. But guess what? You know, when he and I have gone out, listen, I'm not going to say I can't hold a candle to him, because I know that when we've gone out, we both get attention. We're both, you know, exceptionally good looking men. So we know when we walk into a place, you know, we're going to garner attention. So that's not the issue. The issue is really, I think, you know, looking at what he has to work with, and he makes the most of it, and he's always done well for himself. He's always attracted a good amount of ladies in his lifetime. You know, he's engaged to a very, very beautiful young woman, and soon to be married later on this September. I'm very excited about that, and being also, a groomsman in the bridal party. Looking forward to the bachelor party, to say the least, you know, this this summer. So I'm very excited about that. But the point is that when we've gone out, he knows what works for him. Is he going to go out there and try to be overly intellectual? No, not really. Not because he can't be. I mean, he's in grad school right now, and he's a very, very smart guy. So it's not, you know, it's not like he's incapable of doing that. But what I would say is that he's a guy that is going to, it'll be one of those things that, works very well for him. You know, he's very talkative. He's very smart. Knows a lot about business, knows a lot about technology, knows a lot about finance, knows a lot about sports and fashion and music. And the guy's really knowledgeable. And I, you know, give him a look around the world. And that works for him. And he knows what has been beneficial to him to impress a woman. Now, again, am I someone who's as tall as him? No, I'm 5'9". Am I someone who has the same build as him? Of course not. I am nowhere near that. This is a guy who loves his guns, loves his arms. All I can say is that it's, you know, I know what works for me. You know, I'm only 5'9", but I'd like to think that, you know, I have jet black hair. I've been told I have really, really nice eyes. I have a smile that, you know, hey, works. You know your strengths, guys. Know what you bring to the table. Know what you can work on, what you can fine tune, and that's how you impress women. If you're going to go out there and try to win women over, you know, especially in today's dating scene. Because remember, your window is very, very small. Your window is very, very limited. You're not going to have all the time in the world to try to impress someone. You know, a couple other things as well, I think that will be very, very beneficial, I think, as a guy, is, you know what, a lot of guys take up hobbies, and that helps them appear to be more interesting. Now, some women might think, well, you know, most things that guys tend to do are either start as efforts to impress women, or they're continually motivated by that sole hope, you know. Certainly, you know, a lot of guys watch what they eat, because being a healthy weight might help them socially. Certainly, guys shave, they take care of their hair. They go about looking neat and presentable. It's one of those things that is very interesting. I think a lot of guys, when they take up hobbies and interests, such as, let's say, hiking or photography, or cooking or writing music, let's say learning a new language or learning coding when it comes to programming, let's say if you're trying to be a webmaster, learning about online management, stuff like that. Those are all things that, let's be honest, seems as more interesting. Now, I'll say this, something that's always benefited me as a man, and I think whenever I've gone out with my buddies and if I've ever tried to charm a woman and, you know, try to seem more appealing, I'll tell you right now, aside from, listen, and again, I apologize to anyone listening tonight if I seem very arrogant or I'm gloating or I'm being extremely braggadocious. But I'll sort of be very honest about it. Aside from the good looks I bring to the table, one of the things that I pride myself on, I take, you know, a lot of interest in, is the fact that I try to be very versatile. I have certain hobbies. For example, my philanthropy is a hobby. It's not something that earns me any income. I don't make any money on my philanthropy, but I enjoy the difference it makes in my community. I enjoy the difference that it makes for specific groups that are in need, whether it's women, whether it's children, whether it's adults in general. You know, I look at my philanthropy as a hobby that is very, you know, again, not, I'm not doing it on purpose. I've, you know, I've been a philanthropist for 9 years now. And it's a hobby that has been very beneficial to me. It has brought me, thankfully, over 20 awards in my lifetime, acknowledging my efforts. It's helped me establish a good network base with connections and individuals from local businesses to other local philanthropists that have been very helpful to me in helping grow my brand. By the same token, I enjoy the fact that I teach college, that I've been trying to publish some items, of course, not just the book here based on the podcast here tonight, folks, dating today, but trying to publish things in general. Those are all, I believe, items that can be very beneficial to a guy or learning a hobby. As a matter of fact, what I've been trying to do now more so is, you know, get back into fitness, in a sense, you know, try to just tone up and be healthy. I mean, to say nothing of the fact I'm trying to, you know, look healthier, especially since I'm over 40, especially going away, I want to look presentable without a shirt on. So the point is that for me, taking up a hobby and being someone who's versatile, I think is, you know, a good thing. It helps create that allure for you as a person. I think it helps you, you know, I think it helps you be someone who is intriguing, someone who is going to give you, you know, attention because of these things stand out for them. And listen, I mean, aside from like sort of the norm of just, you know, guys like to show off, let's say, their unique body parts, whether it's their guns, their arms, maybe they have a big chest and they want to sort of wear the tightest shirt possible. Who knows? You know, it's you know, guys, we use a lot of good things. We use a lot of things in our repertoire to make us seem much more interesting to the female audience that we're trying to win over. And I can say that, again, going back to the example this past weekend out in Atlantic City, we were pregaming in our hotel rooms, and then we're going out to the tables, you know, to play some blackjack and win some money, and then we're going to the club and buying a few bottles, and we're hanging out there. I mean, certainly that may not be the best environment to sort of promote yourself, but if you're having a conversation with a woman and you're trying to be, you know, interesting and you're trying to be thought-provoking, that works. You know, one of the things that I remember the weekend, I was being as good of a wingman as I possibly could to the birthday boy. And to my other buddies, I remember one of the young ladies in our group that were talking to us. I mentioned that my buddy was very selective in letting into our group because we just don't like to let a group of women into our you know, private area where we have bottle service, and clearly a lot of women are very conniving and they'll grab a drink and then they'll split, and we don't like that. We'll, you know, when that's happened to us in the past, we've become very hostile and we are not shy about letting her know how we feel about her. So to avoid all that conflict and all the hostility, because, hey, you know, who wants to, you know, stand there and have to, you know, get into a back and forth because you're calling a woman a bitch for being so shady and misrepresenting herself. But the point is that I remember as we're all hanging out there, I believe one of the main girls was talking to a buddy of mine, and I think that they were, oh, well, you know, they live in Philadelphia. I mean, God help them. And, I mean, I don't know why they would willingly want to do that, but, I mean, hey, you know, teach them. And I remember that one of them was just talking to them. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we had a long week. Well, we had midterms a couple of weeks ago, and all of a sudden, my buddy was like, oh, midterms for what? Well, you go to school? And he's like, yeah, we're in grad school in Philly. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, you know, my buddy just knew, like, oh, wow, okay, you know, well, I know that if anyone's going to be a good wingman, it's going to be Fernando. Why? Because he's been through grad school. He has two master's degrees. He has a doctorate. he's going to be maybe a guy that's going to be interesting. And sure enough, you know, thankfully for him, I was a good wingman. And I was able to entertain her friend and talk to her at school. And she was sort of, you know, surprised about my age. She thought I was a lot younger, which was, I guess, somewhat appealing, I guess, and flattering because I don't think I look that young. But, okay, thank you. And what was interesting is, you know, sitting there and, you know, she was sort of picking my brain because just by looking at me, she was like, she didn't know what to expect. She's a guy with a beard. Who knows? I didn't look very friendly because I'm not smiling because I have a beard on. I'm not really smiling. I'm just, you know, standing there, you know, drinking, having a good time, dancing on top of the couch, dancing in front of, you know, the smartphone that my friend is holding to try to, you know, I guess, I don't know, be funny and entertaining. We do that sometimes when we're getting drunk. And then, which is interesting because I remember as we're there, we're talking, I made a point to be like, yeah, well, you know, I remember grad school. I read these courses. And sure enough, boom, we're there talking. And, you know, that helped out. Why? Because I was the wingman. I was able to entertain the friend long enough to where my friend was going to get play with the main girl, the girl that he was interested in. So that helped out. But I knew that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to do that unless I was able to, A, carry a conversation, and B, talk about a multitude of different things. And, you know, and as a guy, again, I think it's a point of personal pride for me to try to be as well-read, to try to be as articulate and informed as possible. You know, that's what's always worked for me. And we were talking about that in the group because they were like, you know, Fern never has a problem talking to anybody because Fern, you know, aside from, you know, he can walk into a place somewhere and, yeah, girls are going to check him out because, you know, God forbid we don't want to inflate his ego. But, yeah, you know, Fern's a good-looking man, you know. He's a good-looking, older, distinguished man. He's handsome. I give it to him, you know, whatever. We don't want to ever say that in front of him because we don't want to blow up his ego bigger than it is. But, you know, hey, we'll give Fernando his due. He's handsome. You know, he gets attention from women. But, you know, even just standing there without even opening his mouth, he does that. But when he opens his mouth, hey, man, Fernando's got the goods. He knows how to talk. So do others in the group. And I think tonight, really, you know, for the guys listening, I think it's important to sort of keep that in mind. I think we have to look at the fact that you have to sort of do a very good sort of personal inventory of what your attributes are, what your qualities are, you know, what you bring to the table. What are you doing to impress women? Because I can tell you that in today's dating scene, ladies and gentlemen, it is a challenge. It's a challenge. I, you know, again, talking to not just my buddies over the weekend, I know that last week, I think right before class, one of my students said, hey, Dr. Uribe, you know, I heard your podcast last week. And yeah, I got to tell you, man, you know, you're really interesting. And I really enjoy listening to you. And I share your page. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And I appreciate that. And he was like, you know, and despite the fact that, you know, what you try to provide is just good, solid advice in general. You know, I'm an old man compared to a lot of my students, you know. But one of the things I've heard consistently about students, you know, past and present that say to me, we enjoy listening to you. We enjoy listening to your show. It's been really, really helpful because you keep it real. You tell us exactly what we need to know. And I remember last week, and a few episodes as well, my student said to me, hey, you know, my buddy and I were like in our dorm and we were hanging out. And I remember that I was like, oh, let me listen to Dr. Uribe's show. And man, it was really helpful. I'd just broken up with a woman and, you know, with a girl I was dating on campus. And it wasn't, you know, I was really, really disappointed. And sure enough, you know, I got the courage and sort of the initiative to just go back out there and go meet someone else. And he said to me, he goes, you know, he was like, Professor, you know, I have to thank you, you know, like you just sort of gave me that confidence where you said, oh, well, you know, and to be fair, he was the first one to say to me, I know I'm not the best looking guy. I don't really take care of myself. I'm not really neat, but, you know, I try. And I said, well, listen, do what works for you. Don't try to be somebody you're not. I mean, if you are someone who is a very casual dresser and maybe, you know, likes his long hair or likes, you know, a beard or likes his scruffy, okay, look presentable. Doesn't mean you can't pick your hair up. I'm not saying, I mean, God forbid, don't put it in a bun. I mean, I think guys that have buns, I think, have some serious issues, but don't get me started on that. But the point is that, you know, for me, I looked at it like, listen, go back out there, you know your strengths, know what you're good at. Now, it's hard to sort of say this to a 20 or 21-year-old guy who, let's be very honest, maybe his game isn't as refined or isn't as fine-tuned as someone who's older. But listen, you're in college. You know, it's imperative upon you to have some sort of game. You know, you just can't rely on alcohol to attract a woman. You have to sort of spit that game at her and make her interested in you. You know, give her a reason to want to return that text. Give her a reason, I guess, to maybe check out your Snapchat. I mean, even though I'm not a Snapchat person, I know that you know, exchanging Snapchat names or whatever and checking out each other's, you know, personal stories, I think apparently is appealing to some extent, you know. But, you know, make it worth her while. Make her, you know, give her a reason to be like, oh, wow, maybe I should kind of give this guy some attention. Maybe let's see what this guy is all about. And it's really funny because, to me, I don't think it's really age exclusive. I think that as guys, we're always trying to impress people, not just women. I mean, obviously, that's what tonight's episode is catered to. But I think overall, I mean, as guys, we're trying to always impress people, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in some sort of social gatherings, you know, networking events or birthdays or anniversaries or parties of any kind, you know, whether we're in school, undergrad or graduate or law school or business school or, you know, any other sort of level of higher education, you know, we're always trying to impress. Keeps us sharp. I think it keeps us focused and hungry on our goals, whether it's to date a woman or date multiple women, you know, be, you know, sort of date, you know, casually or whatever. Or if you are in the workplace or if you're in school, hey, we always want to impress. I think, listen, I think there's something very fulfilling about leaving a good impression. You know, to say nothing of the fact that as a guy, we, you know, we're very ego-driven. You know, we rely a lot on our self-esteem. We rely a lot on our, not our vanity, but, you know, when we're able to, you know, impress a woman or we're able to impress at a meeting, we're able to impress, you know, in any sort of setting, I mean, that's something that's really reassuring for a man. I can tell you, listen, earlier today, before I went to watch a World Cup qualifying game, by the way, Colombia, let's go Colombia, 2-0 over Ecuador, woohoo. And, you know, vamos Colombia, as they say. But anyway, before, you know, even before I went to watch that qualifying game today, I had a meeting with, as a matter of fact, representatives from the Mason Civic League. Again, folks, our great sponsor here on Dating Today. So, again, if you want to chime in, folks, again tonight, the toll-free number brought to you by the Mason Civic League in Hoboken is always 646-649-1926. You want to call in tonight. Again, toll-free number brought to you by the Mason Civic League. And I remember going to tonight's June's meeting, and my goodness, was it productive. And let me tell you, I sat there and I spoke to the director of the Civic League about a project coming up that I'm very excited about next week. And you know what? When I sat through the meeting, listen, I'm not trying to impress her. I'm not trying to like charm her or anything else. I felt really productive because I knew that what I sold myself as, what I said, well, these are the skills I bring to the table in terms of this project that you're recommending and you are suggesting to me because you feel I'm a good fit for. Well, guess what? I'm going to do my best to impress her. And of course the chief of staff there, who's a buddy of mine. So, I mean, that didn't take a lot of work because I know he's a big fan of me and certainly, you know, is a big supporter of mine. But the point was that sitting during that meeting and reciting excellent talking points that won her over, say, hey, listen, you know what? I'm glad we met with Fernando. I'm glad that he expresses interest in this project because you know what? We know he's a good fit for it. We know he's the right guy for this. And that was really, you know what, I walked out of that meeting to say nothing of the fact that I was happy because it's a new project that could be very, very lucrative, and I'm very happy about that. But by the same token, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is great. And there was a sense of accomplishment. And I think, you know, ladies, for a lot of us, you know, men, you know, we rely a lot on our egos. We rely a lot on our, you know, sort of our self-confidence and what we're able to accomplish. And that goes everywhere, whether it's in the dating scene, whether it goes into business, whether it goes into our recreation. When we're able to impress, that goes a long way in strengthening our confidence, our resolve, our, you know, again, our self-assurance. And tonight, really, like I said, I hope that, you know, what I've shared with you this evening has been beneficial as a guy, and especially when it comes to meeting women. Listen, some of the things I talked about tonight, I know were kind of funny, but some of the things I talked about, I think were quite pertinent because it gives us that perspective. You know, guys, work within the system, work within your strengths. Okay. Look at it the same way, you know, as a sport in the sense that, you know, when you're a basketball player, if you're a better shooter than you are a ball handler, then clearly you're not going to play point guard. Clearly you're going to be a two guard or a small forward, and maybe you have to live off running around screens and getting people, you know, maybe you're not going to create your own shot. Maybe you'll be able to do that. Hey, listen, if you play softball, I'm an avid softball player. I'm glad that my, you know, my my adhesive capsulitis, you know, my frozen shoulder in my rotator cuff has sufficiently healed where I want to play softball this summer. And guess what? You know what? I've always been a good hitter. Now, if I bulked up a little bit more and hit the batting cages a little bit more, could I become a home run hitter and just, you know, hit for power? Maybe, but that's not who I am. I've always been a good average hitter. I hit for average. I don't always hit for power. I very rarely ever hit a home run. But what am I doing every summer? I'm consistently batting 350, 360. And that's a good average for a third baseman. Work within your skill set. Okay? Work within that. You know, figure out what you're good at. Figure out what is impressive about you and maximize that. It's no different than anything else, folks. You do it in the business world. You do it personally. So, again, guys, tonight, you know, think about the best ways you want to impress women. Think about work within your system. Work within your skill set. And I promise you, it'll pay off for you in the end. Trust me. Have I ever led you wrong here on Dating Today? Never. So you know what? Trust me. And I hope to hear from you again coming weeks with feedback about tonight's advice. So, again, folks, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, it goes to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. You can check out all my archives. Again, tonight's episode will be free of charge, of course, later after midnight. And you can also tune into all my previous episodes free from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Once again, I do want to thank the Mason Civic League folks, our proud sponsor here on Dating Today. You can check out more about them on their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can visit their office, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Also call them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. by dialing 201-706-8088. You can talk to Ms. Tanya Garcia, the office manager there, and she'll be more than happy to help you out. You can learn more about the Mason Civic League. Again, if you're not familiar, folks, it was established in 2010 by former Hoboken councilwoman, the distinguished Beth Mason, and her husband, Richard. And the Mason Civic League has dedicated itself to assisting community members and all groups in need. They sponsor wonderful programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education, and activities for residents of all ages. Again, check them out online, www.masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. And again, since we still are in March, it is Women's History Month, you'll be more than happy to learn that each and every day, the Mason Civic League features a very prominent and important woman and her contributions to our society here in the United States and why we honor Women's History Month every March here in the U.S. So again, check out the Mason Civic League, folks. I also want to acknowledge here on the program that CrimeKicks.com, a great local media site. You can check out www.crimekicks.com, as K as a knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's full of entertaining blogs, great at connecting media with humanity while sprinkling some comedy along the way. It's hosted by my dear friend, Ashley Crimekicks. Again, check it out, crimekicks.com. Also, you can check it out, www.roughrehab.org, a great local no-kill northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Make sure you call them daily, 862-200-1447. They're open to the public daily, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And if you're interested in getting that great pet, do so with Rough Rehab. Again, I want to thank Ashley Crimekicks for being a great volunteer for the shelter, also for what crimekicks.com provides to our online community. And again, I can't thank her enough about being a co-host with me coming up next month on Friday night, April the 28th. As a matter of fact, folks, it's 1 month away. Fernando Uribe is Saving Babies, the 2017 edition, comes to you Friday night, April the 28th, from the world-famous Son Cubano, located along the waterfront at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in Western New Jersey. It's my annual event to benefit the March of Dimes. I can't say enough, really, folks, about how important this cause is because, let's be very honest, it is you know, a great charity. They've been in business for over 75 years. And, again, you know, that we do every year, especially me as a volunteer for the March of Dimes, you know, where our fundraising helps millions of families in this country. And for me, I'm emboldened to work even harder every year to raise money for this wonderful organization. Again, all proceeds from Friday night, April the 28th, benefit the March of Dimes. So it's important to help us save babies, folks. Again, if you're a Facebook user, just do a search for Fernando Uribe Saving Babies 2017. There's the event page, RSVP on it. For more information, check out my personal page, which is www.marchforbabies.org/askuribe. That's F as in Frank, U-R-I, B as in boy, E. marchforbabies.org/askuribe. Again, I'm happy to have Ms. Ashley Crimekicks host the event with me, along with the lovely Lilia Udina, Ms. Brooke Langton, and also Sarah Gerber, These lovely ladies will help me make this event even better coming up 1 month from tonight. And again, folks, I also want to thank here on the podcast, Facepalm Gaming. You can check them out on Twitter by following them at gaming_palm. Also follow them on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. Don't forget to check out their online channel, which is twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Overall, folks, Facepalm Gaming is a wonderful online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas about, and tips about the games that entertain us all in the gaming community. Again, I want to thank Facepalm Gaming, CrownKicks.com, Rough Rehab in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, and, of course, our dedicated sponsor, the Mason Civic League, for bringing you the absolute best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You guess it. It's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. Good night, Miami, Florida. Great city here in the good old US of A. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way. Where the sun's shining down on my face, I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be I'm running away.